At least 12 workers and local people have been killed over the last 6 years by police fire during protests against a coal power project in Bashkali, southeast Bangladesh. Demonstrations were also held against another large coal fire plant in Rampal, next to the world's largest mangrove forest, Sundarbans. They led to the government describing some activists as terrorists. One of them, Shanwas Chaudhry, is out on bail. He could face up to 10 years in prison for sharing his personal views on Facebook.
We demanded an environmentally friendly plant that would benefit the community and not hurt the environment. And because I wrote about this issue, I was arrested under the Digital Security Act and had to go to jail for 80 days.
The devastating effect.
And during his visit to Bangladesh last month, the United Nations Special Rapporteur also called for an end to harassment. Human rights bodies, including the UN, have long said the provision of the Digital Security Act are a concern, as they're broad and ill-defined and have been used to punish those who have criticized the government. Human Rights Watch says authorities use the act to harass and indefinitely detain journalists and others critical of the government.
This law was formulated to bring security to the grabbers, looters, and the government-connected people who are making illegal money. So it is aimed at creating an environment of fear to allow people to destroy environment.
More than 1,000 people have been detained under the Digital Act since it was enacted in 2018.
What we are observing now is that some of the government offices are aiding the corporations in harassing the environmental activists. We are seeing that the government agencies are also now taking initiative to officially criminalize the environmental defenders.
Bangladesh Law Minister Anisul Haq said in a recent interview with Al Jazeera, the law would be reviewed and amended. Critics say a country that is vulnerable to climate change can least afford to silence those fighting to safeguard its environment. Tanvir Chaudhry, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.